Winston Peters, he says, made that decision 15 minutes before he came out at that press conference last night. I mean, we've been waiting 12 days of those negotiations going on. You can imagine political reporters sitting around for 12 days watching those meetings happen back and forth. There were two agreements that went to, one to the National Caucus, one to the Labour Caucus, that those caucuses signed off on, agreements with New Zealand First, and said, yep, this is what will happen. And then Winston Peters had to sit there with his caucus and with his board and say, OK, which one do we want? I think there was a lot of bartering going on. There was a lot of last-minute negotiations running back and forth around Parliament, New Zealand First staffers and leaders meeting with both Labour and National to work that out. And I think it came down to, did they think that New Zealanders wanted change? Did they want something different? Did they want to give it a go? We've had, as you said, 9 years of a National government, three terms. It's always a long, it was a big ask to ask for a fourth term. And obviously at the last minute, that's what New Zealand First decided Kiwis wanted.
And so, as you said there as well, and Winston Peters had said, you know, he only made that decision 15 minutes beforehand. Do you really think that was the case? And if so, why did he make the decision to make it public first to the media and the people of New Zealand rather than a courtesy call to, I guess, to both leaders to let them know what their decision was?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that I and I think most people around Parliament, including the leaders themselves, found a bit hard to swallow, that, you know, you could call him 5 minutes beforehand, and rather than hold this press conference, he spoke for about 7 or 8 minutes before he even said who he was going with. And you can imagine we're all sitting there going, what does this mean? Who is he going with? Trying to figure it out. There had been a feeling around Parliament in the hours leading up to that, that he was, I think, more and more throughout the afternoon, that he was going to go with Labour, just by the various, you can imagine everyone talking and the feelings that people had. But yes, you know, to make it public like that, not just give Will English a call and say, hey, sorry, you know, I've decided to go with Labour, is a strange way to announce the government.
And if we look at some of the specifics, obviously there's going to be quite a few new changes, but Labour and the New Zealand First essentially have a 100-day policy where there's going to be some ambitious targets that they're going to set themselves to achieve. And among the policies where they're both united, and of course that's what I guess ended up bringing them together as a coalition, is some big cuts to immigration. Now, Winston Peters has said previously that he'd like to bring down the annual number, which currently stands at about 72,000, to just 10,000 new immigrants a year. Now, Labour is less severe, saying that they'd like to cut it by about 30,000. However, migration does do a lot and has really helped underpin New Zealand's economy in the past few years. So is this something that you think, as an observer, might backfire, or what do you think is going to happen, and how are they going to do this?
Yeah, it's a really difficult one. Don't forget, a lot of those numbers are to do with Australia as well. Kiwis moving home from Australia and so forth. A big part of the way our population has increased is the fact that nowhere near as many Kiwis are moving to Australia. So people are staying home because they see our economy is better and the opportunities better. In terms of cutting immigration, it's a hard one. And you can imagine through our election campaign, we've had a huge debate over this, because there are a lot of regional areas in New Zealand that desperately need workers, that are crying out for workers, and the way that those gaps are being filled are through immigration and through immigrants, the people who are willing to do those jobs. And it's not as simple as just saying we'll cut immigrants, because it's part of the problem there is we have a low wage economy and Kiwis simply aren't willing to do those jobs, working on farms and so forth, or working in factories for minimum wage. And that's why we have such huge numbers. There are some issues around, and I think Australia probably has some of the same issues around foreign students and low value courses. I think there can definitely be cuts there and changes to the way students can come here and do courses that don't really get them anywhere, but then give them working visas. That's one of the areas they will be focused on. But cutting to $10,000 people is simply unrealistic and won't happen. I think even cutting by 30,000 will take some time, but it will be a focus of the new government. There'll also be the issue around foreign buyers. Our housing market, we've got big problems here with the cost of housing being unaffordable. They will try and ban foreign buyers from buying here. It will affect TPP, as you heard. So there are some big issues to grapple with that will take a lot longer than just those first 100 days.